Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Wolman. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischos Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Daf Pei Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara towards the bottom of Pei Mabez asks a kasha on the Mishnah from the beginning of the Perek. The Mishnah says that if a person shechts two animals of Kach and Bifnim, so when he shechts a second animal, he will be Chayim Malkus because of the love of Yosef Espinoy. Direct the Gemara of Eluki Nami Mishum Lav, the Mechusar Zman. The Tanya, Minayim Lechol Apsuvim, Vishav Vishar, Vishav Vishar, Shubu Lo Yerote, Tam Loimar, Vishar, Vishar, Saruah Vakalot, Limit Al Apsuvim, Vishav Vishar, Vishar, Shubu Lo Yerote. The Gemara is asking that Lechayr included in this lav of Lo Yerote should be the Isser to be Makriv, a Psul of Mechusar Zman. And this animal, because it's Eis of Esmanoi, should have the Psul of Mechusar Zman. The Gemara says two Terutzim. The first Terut is, although you do get Malkus, because of Mechusar Zman, but the Mishnah is only listing the Malkus that you get for Yosef Espinoy. As long as there's already a Malkus for Yosef Espinoy, the Mishnah doesn't list other Malkus that you have. The Gemara brings a second Taras from Reb Zeira that says, Hanuch l'Mechusar Zman, da'akosoy nitra la'asei. My time, madam akrom, yeyma shvini v'holo yeyrote, yeyma shvini in meikara, loy lav habo mechal la'asei, asei. This Teretz of the Gemara is saying that the MS, there's no Malkus at all for the Isser of Shlitas Mechutzar Zman. There is a Machlokes Rashi and Tosis how to learn what the reason is why there's no Malkus, and also there's a Machlokes in what the words Nitkei La'asei mean. The Mashmoyis of Rashi is that Nitkei La'asei means that the Torah, by writing by Yoyim HaShmini Yirotzeh, is making this Lav a Lav Nitkei La'asei. And that is why there's no Malkus, just like any other Lavanita Glase, which is Ein Loikin Alof. Taisus has a Shtaka Kasha on Rashi, that the Alma, when we have a Lavanita Glase, the Ase is being Mistaken the Lav. For example, the Eishabet HaGzela, returning the Gzela, is being Mistaken the Lav Alei Sigzel. And burning Nicer is Mistaken the Lav Alei Seisiru. And that's why there's no Malkus, because you fix up the law by doing the assay. But here, if you shech the behema before this man, there is no way for the assay of Ayoyim HaShmini Yerotzeh to be misak in the law. Adirava, the assay is speaking before he did the Isser. And it's telling him that he shouldn't do the Isser to begin with, and he should be careful not to shech the Mechusar Zman. Taisus brings that there is a Gemara Meseches Yuma Daf Lam Mevavim Beis that says such a musig of an assay being menatik alav, even though the Aseh is not Mesak in the Lav. But Taisus says that is Davka if the Aseh is written Miyad after the Lav. And here, where it isn't written Miyad after the Lav, it shouldn't be able to be a Lav Anita Laseh. Taisus has a second Kasha on Rashi from the Gemara in Zvachim on Dav Kufya Bezum Abeis. The Gemara there says that there is a Pasuk of Loisasun Kechol Asher Anachro Isin Pahoy Vechule, which seems to be a Lav Miyuchud not to be Makriv Shvutechut. And the Gemara there asks, if there is such a lav, that Leheja Asher is being Makar Shutei Chutz, how can Reb Zeira say by us that Hakos of Nitkoi Mechusar Zman La'asei, and you don't get Malkus, you should get Malkus because of the lav of Loisasun, Drek Toitzviz, according to Rashi, that it's a regular lav on Nitkoi La'asei, why would having a Meyuchadik lav of Loisasun make there be Malkus? Just like the Asay is able to be menatik the lav of Lo Yerotzeh, it can be menatik the lav of Lo Yisasun also. Because of these two kashas, Taisus is Mechiach, a different pshat in our Gemara. Taisus learns when the Gemara says, Mechusar Zman is nitkei la'asei, it isn't shayach to the lav hanitik la'asei, which we have in other places. Rather, the kavana is that the Torah took the psul of Mechusar Zman out of the general lav of Lo Yerotzeh, which gives Malkus to all other psulim, and the Torah was mechadish that this psul is downgraded to an asay and does not have a lav. According to this, the Gemara in Zvachim is very good, because only by a general lav, like Lo Yerotzeh, which includes many psulim, can asay come and say that Mechusar Zman is an exception and is not included in the general lav, and it only has an asay. But if there would be a direct lav of Loisasun, which is telling me that there's a lav on Mechusar Zman, there would be no way for the Aseh to tell me that there's no lav and that it's only an Aseh. According to Taisus, the Lashon of Nitkei La'aseh is a Lashon to separate and to dislodge, and it refers to the fact that the psul of a chusr zman is dislodged and separated from all other psulim, in that all other psulim, there is a lav to be makrivim. And by mechusr zman, there's only aseh and not a lav. Whereas according to Rashi, that hakos of nitgal aseh means the regular lashon of lav anitgal aseh, the chayritz kedai to understand what taka does the lashon lav anitgal aseh mean in kol ha-terekula. From Ayin and Rashi, in Makis daf tezvav amir alif, tibrei maskol hahu, combined with Rashi on daf dalet omebeiz, divrei maskol loimer, and Rashi yedalet omebeiz, divrei maskol hakol, it's mashma that the way Rashi learned lav anitig laasei is that it means that the Torah separated and dislodged from this lav the regular oinish of Malkus, which a lav has, and instead it gave a different oinish of having to do an asei. The hainu, that regular lavim, the oinish for the lav is Malkus. Here, the Torah was menatek and separated and dislodged the Malkus from the lav, and said, here, the oimish and the kapara for the lav is going to be an asei instead of malkus. Akolponim, that is what nitke laasei is going to mean here, according to Rashi, different from the way Tosis is learning. It comes out that there's a shinui between Rashi and Tosis in how to learn Reb Zeira. According to Reb Zeira, there is a lav of mechusr zman, just there is no malkus because it's a lav anitke laasei. Whereas according to Tosis, there's no lav echlal, there's only an asei. There is an interesting enough community that will come out, Alpi Tosis and Makis on Daf Yogimu Amabez. Tosis over there says that a lav anitri laasei, although it doesn't have Malkus, it still has an oinish yisera more than a regular asei. The Mela, according to Rashi, that holds it's a lav anitri laasei, it would be more chomer than according to Tosis that's just a regular asei. This idea that a lav anitri laasei is more chomer than a regular asei, even though it doesn't have malchus, is l'chayra also mavur in Shari Tshuva, Shah Gimel of Rabbeinu Yoina. Because when he lists the madregas of Averis, he lists lav anitri laasei as a separate category after asei. Now returning to the two kashas that Tosis had on Rashi, Tosis' first kasha was that if the asei isn't mesaken the lav, it shouldn't be able to be a lav anitri laasei. The Kiddush Yaakov in Tamura Simon Dalid is miyasid that there's a machlokes amroim in Makos daf tezvav amid aleph, what the reason why lav shanitu laasei is ein loikin alav. Lefi Rava, the reason why it's ein loikin alav is because the asei is mistaken the lav. And that's why there is no malchus. But a papa there holds that there is no malchus for a different reason. The reason is because since this lav is not dumya to the lav of chasima, and since the chiv of Malkus is hookish to the lav of Chasima, only a lav which is dumi the lav of Chasima can be likened love. This lav, because it has an asay, is not dumi the lav of Chasima, and therefore is ain't likened love. The Kiddush Yaakov is mazur that there's an afkamina ledina by a lav shekod le'asay, which is a lav which the asay can be done before being over the lav. Are you likened on such a lav or not? If the reason why you're ain't loikin is because the asei is misakin the lav, then in this case, where the asei can be done before even being over the lav, so clearly this asei wasn't given to be misakin the lav. But if you're only like, if the lav is dumi the lav de chasima, and the reason why lav should say is ain't loikin lav is because it's not dumi the lav de chasima, this lav also has an asei, and therefore the chayru would also be ain't loikin lav, even though it's possible to do the asei before the lav. Lefi this word of the stifler, we can say for Rashi that maybe Reb Zeira holds like Reb Papa, and he holds that any lav that has an asei is automatically ain't likin love, because it's not dumi the lav de chasima, even if the asei isn't able to be misakin the lav. Chay, this would be a yisha for Taisis Kasha on Rashi.
The Levi wants to miyashin Taisis Kasha on Rashi with a different yisha, based on a Rashi in Tmura Daftalad on a base. Rashi over there, according to the understanding of Tosis Divrei HaMaskel HaRei, says that if a lav includes two isurim, and one of the isurim is nitag laasei, that makes the whole lav nitag laasei, and you would not get malchus on either isur included in the lav. Lefi zeh, in our sugya also, we can apply this klal. Rashi tells us that the lav of lo yirotzeh doesn't just aser to shecht a mechusr zman, it also asers to be magdish a mechusr zman. Says the Leiv Aryeh, the Isser to be Magdash Mechusis Man can be a classical Lav Anitil Haseh, that the Torah says, don't be Magdash Mechusis Man, and if you did, you could fix it up by not bringing it until the eighth day. Memela, since the part of Lo Yerotze, which asks to be Magdash Mechusis Man, is a Lav Anitil Haseh, that makes a Lav as a whole be a Lav Anitil Haseh, even when it comes to the Isser to be Sheikhid Mechusis Man. Even though that is an Isser Beprotus, which is a Nitil Haseh, and you wouldn't be loikin a lav, midin lav anitil Haseh. L'chayra the Leiv Aryeh is understanding in his Teretz that the Isser to be Magdashe Mechusis Man is just because you might come to bring it Mechusis Man. And the Mela, by waiting and being makriv it after 8 days, you are considered to have fixed the lav.
The Gabi, the second Kasha of Taisus, the MS, if you look at Rashi there in Tzvachim, he clearly learns the sugya mamish like Taisus by us, and not like Rashi is mashra by us. He explains that the kasha of the Gemara in Zvachim is, since there is a lav miyuchud of leisasun on mechusar zman, it can't be that the Torah was menatik it and downgraded to say the Torah said the hedja that there's a lav. The Tzayim Kadoshim in Zvachim is ma'ir the stira in Rashi, and he wants to learn that en hachanami Rashi by us is maskin, that the Makshin there in Zvachim learned like Taisus. Rashi by us is only saying his pshat according to the Tartzan, Ayin Shom. Taisus by us, however, tries to bring a yisha for Rashi that could shtim even with the Makshin in the Gemara in Zvachim. Taisus brings a teretz from Reb Shimmi Vardun that the Gemara could be saying that if Lois Sassen is answering Mechusar Zman, Memelu would come out that there are two lavim on Mechusar Zman. The lav of Lo Yerotze and the lav of Lo Yisasim. And Nasei can be menatik one lav, but can't be menatik two lavim, like it says before Shad the Gemara and Tumur adopt Aladom and Beis, E Nasei menatik Shnei lavim. Taisus, however, is deicha this teretz for two reasons. First of all, says Taisus, only by two lavim, which are next to each other, like by Tumura, where it says, Lo Yachlifenu v'lo Yomer Oisei, there a Nasei cannot be menatik two lavim. But here, where Leisasun and Leirotza are far apart, Anasei can be menatek both of them. Taisus brings a raya from Leisigzel, which is considered a lav anitil Asei, even though it has two lavim. Al-Karchus says Taisus, it must be because the lavim aren't smuchim. Rukiv Eger and the Shara Melech ask on Taisus that Lechayro, the two lavim by Gazel, are the lav of Leisigzel and the lav of Leisashik. And they are in the same pasuk in Vayikra Yutetz Yagimel. So how could Taisus say that the two lavim by Gzela are not written next to each other? Kveger answers that the klal of Taisus is really different. The klal is that only where the two lavim are smuchim to the asay, there we say an asay cannot be menatik then. And by Gezel, the two lavim are smuch to each other, but they are not smuch to the asay. Mashen came by Kmura, there the two lavim are samuk to that say, and there we say the klal of ein asay menatek shnei lavim. The emes is this mahalik is mefurish in Taisus in Zvachim daf kuf yodalid, and Rabbi Tzal of Iran Sheberg wants to be magia in our Taisus also that he's saying this.
The Shara Melech in Perek Aleph Hilchos Chametz Matza says that there is a revach in saying this new pshat in our Taisus. Taisus in Pesachim on daf tzadikeyam and Aleph writes that the lav of Bal Yiroi Chometz is a lav hanitik laasei. Frekta Shara Melech, l'choyru there are two lavim, the lav of Bal Yiroi and the lav of Bal Yimotze. And the halacha is, ein asei menatek shnei lavim. So how can Taisus say that Bal Yiroi is not like a lav because it's a lav hanitik laasei? Answers the Shara Melech, if the klal for ein asei menatek shnei lavim requires just that the two lavim are next to each other, like Taisus by us seems to say, then it's be'emes shver, because Bayiro is written next to Bayimotze. But if you need both lavim to be close to the asay, then it's miyoshev, because here the asay of Tashbisu isn't written next to the two lavim. And that's why Taisus says that you will be potter from Malkus, midin lav anita la'asay.
Taisus brings another dechia to the terrace of Rav Shimmi Vardin, that the klal of ein asay menatik shnei lavim is only by an asay dumya to the asay of tmura, which is not a nita gomer, because it has no maisa to be misakin the lav. because by tmura, that say is v'hayuhu usmurasa yeh kodesh, which doesn't require any asiya. The me'evavu kodesh. The tmura becomes kodesh by itself. The chayra taisis means the contrast that here, by yoy mashmini v'hala yeh ratzeh, here the asay has a ma'isa. The ma'isa is to bring it on the yoy mashmini. So it would be an asay that would be able to be menatek shnei lavim because it's not dumya to the asay of tmura. The leiv aryeh wants to be miyashiv v'rishim mivadun, that even though the asay of miyoy mashmini has a ma'isa, but since the ma'isa isn't a ma'isa which is misak in the lav, because once you shech to the mechusar's man, you can't fix it by waiting to be makriv on yoy mashmini. So this kind of asay is also an asay she'enu gomer, and can't be misakin shtei lavim, similar to the asay of tmura. The hainu, both the asay of tmura and the asay of yoy mashmini v'hola yei rotze are asays which are not menatek v'oifen nita gomer, and therefore they do not have the power to menatek to lavim. I'll call upon him. Taisus is leaving us with two different options in how to be mitzamtzein the halacha of ein asay menatek shnei lavim, either that it's only said where the two lavim are samach to the asay, or it's only said when the asay is a weaker asay, as it's an asay which is not menatek the lav the oifen gomer.
The Shah Melech in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah Perak Aleph wants to say that the Rambam is choylik on Taisus. The Rambam over there paskins that if a person buys or makes chametz on Pesach, he is like it, because he did a lav sheyesh by Maisa. Many achroinim are tum on the Rambam that l'chayra you shouldn't get malchus, because balyeira is a lav hanitik la'asei. The asei of tashbisu should be menatik the lav. As Taisus mentions in Psochem Daf Tzadik Heyom and Aleph, that Taisus says over there that the lav of balyeira is a lav hanitik la'asei, because the asei of tashbisu is menatik the lav. The Shai Melech wants to be miyashiv the Rambam, that it could be that the Rambam held that since Bayeiro has another lav together with it, which is the lav of Bayeimotze, it is considered two lavim, ve'ein asei menatek shnei lavim. Ah, you will tell me that Taisus Bayo says that this is only if the lavim are samach to the asei, or if the asei isn't an asei gomer, and here by Chometz, neither of these two requirements apply. The asay of chametz isn't next to the lavim, and the asay has a ma'isa gomer of burning the chametz. Says the Shah Melech, we can say that the Rambam argues with Taisus and holds the klal of ein asay menatek shnei lavim applies even without these two requirements, and that's why he holds you can be loike for bayira as long as you do a ma'isa and there is no issue of lav hanitik la'asay. So it will come out we have a machlokes Rambam and Taisus in what the gather is in order to apply the klal of ein asay menatek shnei lavin.
The Gemara Vayter brings the drasha of Rabbi Apatriki. Ksiv v'hoyo shivas yamim tachas imoy, which is my mashma holay lochazi. Ksiv miyoy mashmini v'holay yeirotze, which is mashma that only miyoy mashmini itzchazi and not balayla. The Gemara answers, layla likdusha v'yoyim le'artza. The Gemara is saying that although the carbon can only be brought as a carbon on the eighth day, but already the night before you can be magdish it, and there is no issue of being magdish a mechusar zman. The Gemara is mavur that, however, to be magdish the behema before Leil Shmini would be a problem of mechusar zman. Now we can declare, is the problem of mechusar zman only that there is an isser to be magdish a mechusar zman? Or is the problem more than that, that if a person tries to be magdish a mechusar zman, the hegdish is not even chal? The hainu is mechusar zman just an isser, or is it ma'akev even in the chalois hegdish? It's mavur that this is a machlokes taisus in different places. Taisus in Zochem on Daf Yud-Beis Amar Aleph, Divrei Amasko Laila, has a kasha that the Gemara in Tzmur on Daf Yud seems to be mavur that an uber in its mother's stomach can become kaddish. Frek taisus, the Gemara by us is mavur that you can only be magdish an animal from the night before the eighth day and onwards. So how is Kedusha able to be chal on an uber? The Shita Megubetzes there in Zvachim has two answers to Taisus' kasha. His first answer is that by an uber it's different, because the uber gets Kedusha agav imay. Whereas the din that a mechusar zman can't be kaddish That's only where you yourself are trying to give it a kedushas peh. The hainu l'chayu, the hezra in the shita is it's not that there can't be a chalois kedusha on a mechoser zman. Rather, it's a chisarn in the ability of a person to give a kedusha when it's mechoser zman. But by an ober, where a person doesn't have to give a kedushas peh, it gets kedusha memela agav imoy, avad it's able to be chal even on a mechoser zman. The shita says a second answer, that the Isser of Mechusar Zman is only when the animal is Roy for Akrava. But when it's B'mei Imai, which it anyways isn't Roy L'Akrava, there is no issue of Mechusar Zman. The Shita actually makes a drasha that the Pasa, which tells us about the problem of Mechusar Zman, says, Ki Yivolet. So the Shita darshins, the Rak Mishas Leida, when it's Shaykh L'Akrava, there's a Psula Mechusar Zman. But before it's born, and it's not Roy L'Akrava, there is no Psul L'Mechusar Zman. The Chayr, in this second Teretz of the Shita, it's Mevura Chiddish in the gather of the Din of Mechusar Zman. The Chayr, we see that there isn't a positive need of a Leil Shmini in order for the Kedusha to be able to be Chal on an animal. Rather, the gather Adin is that there's a Psul L'Mechusar Zman, and the Shita is being Mechadish to us that that Psul doesn't apply to an animal who is anyways not Roy L'Akrava. Because if there was a positive need of Leil Shmini, then how would it help us that the animal is not Roy L'Akrava? But that's not going to make us have Leil Shmini. So of course, if we don't have Leil Shmini, Al-Kocherch, it's a Psul L'Mechusar Zman, and then we can have Klolim in the Psul L'Mechusar Zman that it doesn't apply if the animal is anyways not Roy L'Akrava. Al-Kocherch, returning to the Kasha of Taisus and Zvachim, we see from his Kasha that Taisus held that it's not just that there's an Isser to be Makdash on Mechusar Zman, but Taisus held that even if you try to be Makdash, the Kedusha won't be Chal. Because Taisus was bothered, how is it possible that Kedusha can be Chal on an Ober if the Ober is Mechusar Zman? Does that mean that Taisus held that Mechusar Zman is Ma'akid Bechlal from the Kedusha being Chal? On the other hand, Taisus in Zvachim, on Daf Kuf Yudal Rambei, Zivri HaMaskel Yoim, writes Lehejo that the Din of Mechusar Zman is only an Isser. But b'di'evet, the Hegdish is Chal. L'chayro, according to this Taisus, we would have another Teretz, the Kasha, on Taisus on Daf Yud Beis, and we would not need to say either of the two Chidushim which the Shita said. Al Kolpanim, it comes out that is a Machlokes in Taisin, if before the Leil Shmini, if a person tries to Magdish an animal, is the Kedusha not going to be Chal at all, or the Kedusha will be Chal, he will just be Iver and Isser. Now the Gemara told us, Laila l'kedusha, yoyim la'artza. The Chayr to avoid the Gemara that we learn out from the Pasuk of Bayayim HaShmini, that although you could be Magdish an animal the night of the eighth day, but you can't be Makrivit till the eighth day itself. Taiz is bothered, why do we need a Pasuk for this? The Chayr, you would already know that you can't bring the carbon at night, because there's a drasha from Bayayim Tavaisai that all kachim can only be brought at day and not by night. So the night of the eighth day is no better than any other night, which is possible. Taisus has two answers. One answer is that the psul of Laila would have a kula in it, that im Allah lo yerid. That's why I need the pasuk to tell me that there is a separate psul of Mechusar Zman that night, which would make it im Allah yerid. Taisus' second answer is that mitzad the psul of Laila, there would be no problem by a bama, which has no psul Laila. But now that there is a psul of Mechusar Zman, it will be possible even by a bama. It is mevur l'chayr from the kasha and the teretz of Taisus that he learned that the reason you aren't allowed to bring a karban on the Leil Shmini is not just because it's Laila, but also because it's considered Mechusar Zman. Now in the drasha of Rabbi Avitriki of Laila the Kedusha Yoyim La'artza, it's mevur that the pasuk of Vayayim HaShmini is telling us that although you could be Magdish an animal on the Leil Shmini, but you can't be Makriv the Karvan till the eighth day. Taisus is bothered, why do we need a Pasuk of Bayayim HaShmini to tell us this? L'chayru, you would already know this from the Pasuk of Bayayim Tzavaisai, which tells me that all Kachin can only be brought at day and not by night. So the Leil Shmini should be no better than any other night, which is Pasuk La'akrava. Taisus has two answers to this Kasha. One answer is that the psul of Laila has a kula in it, that im olo lo yeret. And that's why I need the pasuk to tell me that there's a separate psul of Mechusar Zman, that the Leil Shmini, if you try to bring the carbon, it will be Imalo Yered because it has the psul of Mechusar Zman. Taisa's second answer is that mitzad the psul of Laila, there will be no problem by a Bama, because a Bama doesn't have a psul Laila. But now that there is a psul of Mechusar Zman, it will be possible even in a Bama. It is mevur from the Kash and the Teretz of Taisa's that he learned that the reason you can't bring a carbon on the Leil Shmini is not just because there's a psul Laila, but also because there is a new psul called Mechusar Zman. But according to this, it needs a beer. How come it is mutter to be magdish a carbon on Leil Shmini? We know that Taisus is telling us that there is a psul of Mechusar Zman on Leil Shmini. If so, the iser of being magdish a Mechusar Zman should apply by Leil Shmini. So how come Rav Apotriki tells us that it's mutter to magdish an animal of Leil Shmini? This kasha is asked by the Tveris Yaakov, and the Karen Oira in Zvachom and Daf Yerbeis is Moisef Akasha, that it's stam, not mitstavro, that the korban is be'etzem mechutzer zman, and not roi la'akrova on Leil Shmini, because that would mean that it takes 7.5 days for the behemoth to become be'etzem roi, to be a korban. And we don't find the Torah dealing with halves b'shum makot. The Torah will always give shiurim in full days. So it's hard to accept that the korban is really not roi until halfway into the 8th day. The Teres Yaakov wants to suggest the chiddush according to Tosis that really the korban mitzad atzmoi is roi la'akrova by Leil Shmini, and there is no chesar no mechusar zman, and that's why it's mutter to magdish it. But being in akrova, since it does have a psul of laila that prevents you from being makavid, and this chesar no of laila is worse than a regular psul of laila, because this korban never had a shas hakosher. So we say that the legabi akrovo, the psul of laila, can extend the chesaron of mechusar zman leinyan akrovo to say at night it is also mechusar zman and pasul mitzad atzmoi nafkamina to be im olo yered, and you can't bring it on a bama. So it comes out leinyan akdosha the carbon isn't mechusar zman, and leinyan akrovo it is mechusar zman, and the reason to be mechalik is because le'inyan akdosha, there is never a problem with Laila, because Laila is always kosher to be magdish. Whereas le'inyan akrova, that Laila is an ikav. In akrova, here, where there never was a shas kosher, it caused it to be a psul ve'etzem, le'inyan akrova, mechusar zman. The ikar chiddush of the Tveris Yaakov is that really the karba mitzat atzmoi is ready to be roy, the Leil Shmini. The reason why it has a psul mechusar zman is caused by the psul laila, and this psul laila being a more chomerdik psul laila because it has no shas hakosher, that gives it a din of mechusar zman. Now kol panim leinyan akrova. Now this whole pshat of the Tveris Yaakov was only necessary in Taisus because Taisus was mashma that Leil Shmini has a psul of mechusar zman leinyan akrova. But Rashi in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, Divrei HaMashkol Hava, is mashma that he is choylik on Taisus. Rashi over there is discussing whether if a person has an animal of chulin and he wants to shecht it on the Leil Shmini, is he allowed to shecht it, or does he have to still be choishes that the animal is a suffix nefa? Rashi says, I have a raya that the Leil Shmini, the animal has already been yotza midei suffix nevela. Because I know that the Torah tells me that you're allowed to be magdish an animal on the Leil Shmini. Obviously, the Torah is telling me that there is no psul of mechusar zman on Leil Shmini. Bipashas, it is mavur from this Rashi, that he's gufa building from the Teferis Yaakov's kasha, that the Leil Shmini, there is no mechusar zman, and that's why it's mutter to be magdish of Leil Shmini. Oibazoi Rashi is bothered. So if there is no psul on mechusar zman b'Leil Shmini, so how come Yutaka can't bring the carbon on Leil Shmini? So Rashi there explains that it's possible for Akrova because it says by Yoyim Tzavoyisai, which says that there's a psul laila for all Hakrova's carbonas. So according to Rashi, we don't have the Achreinus Kasha from before. But now, it's Shver Rashi, our Tosis Kasha, that why do we need a psul of Bayayim HaShmini to say that you can't be makris on Leil Shmini, Tepek Lei that you could learn out from Bayim Tzavoyisai that there's a psul of Laila, just like by all other Karbonos that are possible to be makriv them by Laila. And Be'emes, Rekiveger in the Gilyon HaShas there is Mitzayin Aratisis, and he blives Sarachian on Rashi. The Kilis Yaakov in Zvachim Simon Tes wants to be Yashiv Rashi with the Shita Mekubetes in Zvachim Daf Yudbeiz Amar Aleph Oyislamet Beis, who says the reason you need the Pasuk of Bayim Hashmini is because you might have made a mistake when learning the Pasuk of Vahayashivas Yamin Tachas Imai, which is mashma that Leil Shmini is kosher, and you would darshan that the Torah here is making a Gzeres HaKosov, that this night is kosher l'akrava, and is different from all the nights that are Pasuk. Kamashma lon the Pasuk of Bayim Hashmini, that the Pasuk of Vahayashivas Yamin is only being matter Leil Shmini to be magdashid, and not to be makavid. According to this Mahalach and Rashi, we would have a Machlokes Rashi and Taisis if the Psul HaKrova of Leil Shmini, which Rabbi Abutriki tells us, is that because of the din of Mechusar Zman, like Taisis, or is it just the regular Psul of Laila, like it seems from Rashi? But the Kivus Yaakov has cautious on saying this Pshat and Rashi from the Sugya there in Tzvachim, and therefore he is Masik, that really Rashi is also maskim that there is a psul hakrova of mechusar zman on Leil Shmini, besides the psul Laila. And this that Rashi brought, the psul of Laila, to explain the chasaron of Leil Shmini, Rashi was coming to explain the time of the krov. How come Leil Shmini is mechusar zman if be'emes it's yotza mechlal nefel already by the Leil Shmini? How come the Torah made it mechusar zman? And that Rashi was answering by saying that since Leil Shmini is anyways possible because of Laila, when the Torah came to be Kaveya the Zman, when it's right for Akrava, it was Kaveya Yoim Shmini, since Leil Shmini anyways has the psul of Laila. So at the end of the day, Leil Shmini is possible not just because of Laila, but also because Mechusar Zman, because the Zman was Nikva as Yoim Shmini. The fee this Pshat and Rashi, there wouldn't be a machlokes between Rashi and Taisus, and Rashi could use the terutzim of Taisus to answer Taisus' kasha. Our kolpanim, we have suggested different biurim in the Mechudesh Dika Halacha of Rav Abutriki, that on the one hand, when it comes to Leil Shmini, there is no iser to be magdashit, and it's not considered Mechusar Zman le'inyan hakdasha. Masha Inke, when it comes to Akrava, it could be that it does have the Isser of Mechusar Zman. It's Kedai to point out that the Rambam is Mashmit in Gansen, the Halacha of Rav Abutriki, and the Keren Oira and Tzvas Emes and Zvachim Daf Yabei Zaman Aleph want to suggest that the Rambam did not pass like Rav Abutriki. He passed in like a different sugya in the Chayrus Davches, which holds Laila is Mechusar Zman, and the Rambam held that when it comes to Leil Shmini, there is a psul of Mechusar Zman, not only Lingin Akrova, but also Lingin Hakdasha. Now in the din, which is Mavur in our Gemara, that an animal is only right to be a carbon when it reaches Yoyim HaShmini, the Pima Gadim in Yerideya Simen Tezvav Sivkot and Gimel says that you need to have 7 full days of Meis Leis, and we don't say Mixes Yoyim Kekula. So if the animal was born, for example, on the end of the Sunday, it would only be roi 7 days later at the end of the next Sunday. The Nidav Yehuda in Madura Tinyana Yerideya Simen Zayin argues with this Prima Gadim, and he brings many rayas that we don't need Me'es Leis, and we do say Mixas Yoyim Kekulay. One of his rayas is a chab from our sugya. Our Gemara was bothered by a stira between the psukim, whether the Ikur Kaveya is after Shivas Yamim, or the Ikur Kaveya is by Yoyim HaShmini. Because of the stira, the Gemara had to say a big chiddush that Leil Shmini is roi to be makdash the animal, even though it's not roi to be makar the animal. In fact, the days of Yehuda, according to the Prima Gadim, L'chayru, we could have said a different way to be miyashiv the psukim. We could say that the pasuk of Ahoya Shivas Yamim Tachas Imoi, which is mashma that after Zayin Yomim, it's mutter to be makavid, is talking when the 7 days Me'es La'es finished on the 7th day before the Akrava of the Tamid Shabein Abayim, and the Me'elis Roy then to bring the carbon, because it's still Yoim, and there's no stira from the Pasuk of Bayoim HaShmini, because it can be called Yom HaShmini since the 7 days are over, and the 8th day would l'chayra follow immediately after the 7 days are over. And the Iker Pasuk of Yom HaShmini Yeirotzeh will be talking in a case where the 7 days of Meis Leis finished after you already brought the Talmud Shabbein Arbayim. So now you can no longer bring the carbon until the next day, which is the 8th day. And that's why it says, "V'yayim ha'shmini yeirotze." From the fact that the Gemara doesn't answer the steer this way, the Yehuda is mechiyach, that we don't go with Meis Leis. And the 7 days are always over at the end of the 7th day, with the miksas of the 1st day considered a full day. The Pesachei Tshuva in Simi Yodal Tzivkotem Beis says that the MS, even the Prima Godim in Orach Chaim, was chayzer from a Shita, and the Orach HaShulchan says, Kfar Eskimu Roiv Gedolim, that we aren't Meshayer Me'ez Le'ez, and we do say Mixas Hayoim Kekulon.
Now the Rambam brings the halacha mentioned in our Gemara that a korban is only kosher l'akrova from the 8th day and onward in Perek Gimel Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach Halacha Ches. The Rambam writes over there, Mitzvah Saseh, Lahakriv Kol HaKarbonois, Miyoim HaShmini V'Holo. L'chayra, the Lashon of the Rambam, when he says Kol HaKarbonois, is mashma, that even Oifois, when they are brought as a carbon, must be at least 8 days old. Rikveger is Mitzayin, that Rashi and Chulin on the Achabez Amabez, is L'chayra Choylik on the Rambam. Because Rashi says, that Bnei Yoino aren't kosher la'akrovo, on the day that they are born, because they are Mos. It's mashma that lulei the time of Mos, they would be kosher, and wouldn't have a psula mechuser zman, even though they aren't 8 days old. It is very shaykh to say that the machloikes Rambam and Rashi is tali if the gedder of the psula mechuser zman is that it's a psul ke'ein mum, or it's a different psul. There are mekairis that until an animal is 8 days old, the animal is shvach, and it has a status of a bamum. This is be'emes meduyik in the Torah, which brings the psul of mechuser zman in Parshas Emor, right after the Parsha of Mumim. The Abarbanel also speaks out mefurish that until 8 days old, an animal has the status of a bamum because it's shvach. According to this, Rashi would be very good, because we know that oifos are impossible when they have a mum. So memele it's muvin that oifos don't have a psul of mechuser zman. If the gather of the psul mechuser zman is mishum mum, and oifos don't have a psul mum, it's muvin that they don't have a psul mechuser zman. L'choyro b'das the Rambam, it's muach to say that he learned mechuser zman was a psul b'fnei atzmai, and not midin mum, and therefore the psul is even by oifos. It is interesting that the Rambam himself, over there in Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach, Halacha Tes, says that the psul of Mechuser Zman is like Bamum. But the Ben Aryeh brought in the Sefer HaLikutim on the Rambam over there, says, Al Karchoch, it's just a dimyun ba'alma, and it's lav davka, because we know that Oifos don't have a psul mum, and they are also pasul mishum Mechuser Zman. It is possible, however, to suggest a chiddush dika other pshat in the Rambam. We know that although mumim don't passel by an oif, a mechuser aver is passel by an oif. The Michas Avram in Meseches Menachos Amud Tov Samach brings a nidon if the psul of mechuser aver is a new gather of a psul, or it is also passel midin mum. He brings from the Brisker Rav and also from the Migdash David in Simon Lamed Dalet that they were mechiach from a Gemara in Menachis that Mechuser Eiver is pasul midin mum. He also brings a Rashi earlier in Chulin on Daf Chof Gimel that says that mumim gedolim are pasul by a knife. L'chayra Rashi is referring to Mechuser Eiver, and he is being magdir that although mumim ketanim don't pasul by a knife, Mechuser Eiver, which is a mum gadol, does passel by a knife. This is also Medui Ketiv in the Lashon HaRambam, in Perek Gimel Hilchas Yisuri Mizbeach, who writes, Ein hamumim psulim be'oif v'chulei, ba'med v'omamurim b'mum ketanim v'chulei. It's mashma that this that mechusar aver is possible is because it's not a mum katan, rather a mum gadol, which does passel by oif. Lefi this yisoid, that there is a psul mum by oifis. If it is a mum gadol, maybe we can say that even the Rambam holds that mechusar's man is a psul midin mum, as he seems to say in Alochates. Just that it is a mum gadol similar to mechusar aver, and therefore it is possible even by oifis. And after we can be masver that the reason why it's considered a mum gadol is because it is a chesaron in the whole animal, as opposed to being a problem with a localized aver. Al kolponim, whatever the hezra would be, why mechusar zman would be considered a mum gadol, if the Rambam would hold this way, it would be good why the Rambam holds that the din of mechusar zman is a psul even by oifos, even though the Rambam could still agree that the chesaron of mechusar zman is a chesaron of mum, just that he holds that it's considered a mum gadol, and mum gadol is a psul even by oifos. The Rambam in Halacha Ches continues and says that if a person is oiver and brings a carbon which is mechusar zman, he isn't like it, because it's only a lav habo mechlal asay. The hainu mechusar zman is not neser belav, it's only a lav habo mechlal asay. The Mishnah Lemelech wants to bring a raya from the Rambam to be poishet a suffix that he has. He wants to know if a person has a behema which was kalu loy chadoshav. The hainu, you know that this behema's mother had a full-length pregnancy before it was born. Would you be allowed to bring this animal even before it's 8 days old? The makar for the suffix is a gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Lamed Hei, which says that the need for a korban to be 8 days old is in order for it to be yoytze midei nefel. The hainu, the gemara is saying that the time of dekra, why you need the behema to be 8 days old before your makrivit, is in order to make sure that it isn't a nefel, which is pasul akrava. Memela, since the halacha is that if you know a baby animal was kol echadasha b'mei imay, we say that we know it's not a nefel, and it's mutter to be shechted and eaten, even before 8 days, maybe we can also say that we know an animal's kol echadashav, it is mutter l'akrava even before 8 days. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, we can see from the Rambam that in this case it is still pasul akrava. Because the Rambam says that the reason you aren't like it if you bring a mechusar zman is because it's a lav habo mechlal asay. Now if the psul is only if you don't know that it's kol echadashav, then what is the hava mina that you would get malchus? You can't get malchus at all because you have a suffix, maybe it's kol echadashav, in which case it would be kosher. So memela, even if mechusar zman was alive, you wouldn't get malchus. So why does the Rambam need to say it's because it's only alav abo mechala say? Al korchach says the Mishnah Melech, the psul of mechusar zman is even if it's kol echadashav. And he explains that the reason for this is that although the time of the Kroh for this iser is to make sure that the animal is not a nefel, the Torah made a loy plug and asked it le'olam until it's 8 days old, even if it's kol echadoshav, and you know it's not a nefel. The Mishnah Melech brings a dugma to this, is that there's halacha that you can only do a pigeon aben after the child is 30 days old. Now that Gemara and Shabbos is mavur also, that the reason you wait 30 days before you do a pigeon aben is in order to make sure that the child is not a nefel. Yet we know the halacha is that even if you would know that the child was kol echadoshav and you would know the child is not a nefel, you would still have to wait 30 days before you do a pigeon aben. Al korchach, the Torah made a loy plug, and it said the shear of 30 days is b'chol oifanim, even if you know it's not a nefel. Here too, when the Torah says that you have to wait 8 days before an animal is kosher l'akrava, it's b'chol gavni, even if it's kol echadoshav, and you know it is not a nefel.
In the New Ingen, the Gemara Vayta brings the din of Rav Amnuna. Amar Rav Amnuna, Oymar hayu Rav Shimon, ein oisei v'espenoi noi b'kotchen. My taima, kiven da Amar Rav Shimon, shkita shen ruya loishma shkita, shkita's kotchen nami shkita shen ruya. Rav Amnuna is saying that there should be no iser of oisei v'espenoi noi by kotchen, because all shchitas kachim is a shchita sheinu ruya, and Rav Shimon holds shchita sheinu ruya lo yishma shchita. The passage of the Gemara is that the reason why a shchitas kachim is a shchita sheinu ruya is because since the shchita is not able to be matter the basa b'achila until this zrika, we look at it as a shchita sheinu ruya. The Gemara ends up being meichiach from a braita that l'fi Rav Shimon there is an iser of oises b'noi b'kachim. So the Gemara is masik that Rav Amnuna was only saying that there is no malchus by oises b'noi b'kachim, but he is masking that there is an iser. And the hezra is because as long as this zrika is done at the end, we say l'mafreya the shchita was considered a shchita ruuya. Rav Kivager Mishnayis is mazvir that the reason we can look at the shchita as being a shchita ruuya is because we can say that the shchita is really being matter, even though the shchita is dependent on the zrika. But as long as the zrika ends up happening, we could say that the shchita is what's being matter, because had he done a nechira and then a zrika, avade it wouldn't be mutter. So in a way, the shchita is being matter. This svara was mentioned in the Gemara before on daf pei beis as a hava amina. But now the Gemara is learning that way l'maskana. Rav Kivager, however, points out that Tosis on daf pei is mashma a different svara. He is mashma the reason we can consider that the shchita is being matter is because Ayidev is in of kolayim me lizrei kizarok dami. We can say that as long as b'seif there was a zrika, already the shas the shchita, we saw it as if the zrika was already done and the shchita was being matter. Kolpanim, the Gemara is masik that what Rav Nuna was really saying is that there's no malchus by Yosef Espinoi by Kachem. The reason why there's no malchus is totally on the girsa in the Gemara. Our girsa, which Rashi brings first, is that there's no malchus because it's asar asafik. Since we don't know if he will do the zrika, which is needed to make it into a shchita ruya in order to be chayav malchus. Rashi is bothered by this girsa, because since we are saying that the iser of Oisei Vesvenoi is Noi by Kachim, that causes the carbon to automatically be Mechusar Zman. And Memeila, the Shchita, is Ein Aruya, and your Pater Vadai from Malchus. So the Gemara doesn't need the reason of Asra Safik, rather Bevadai, it's not Shaykh Asra, because your Vadai not over since the Shchita is Ein Aruya, and it is not considered a Shchita at all. This Rashi is going to Lishitasai to what he said on Daf Peyam Abeis. Taisus over there argued with Rashi, and he is Vekayim our Gersa, that you do need the reason of Asra Safik. Because even though the Isser of Oisev Espinoi would make the Shchita Sheini Eina Ruya, because it's Mechusar's man, you could still be Chayim Malkus, because the Torah, by writing Vav Moisiv, is Megala Gzeris HaKosov, that by Kachim, you are Chayiv even on a Shchita Sheina Ruya, even like Reb Shemin, just like the Torah may touch Gzeris HaKosov by Shutei Chutz, that you are chayiv even on a shchita she'ein ruya. Memeila, the Gemara had to say that al kol panim, there isn't malchus for a different reason, because it's asura safik, because maybe you won't do the zrika, and the shchita will be end up being ein ruya. And the gzeret hakosav was only that mechusar zman doesn't take away the shame shchita. But the lack of a zrika can make the shchita into ein ruya and not have a shame shchita. The beer in the chiluk would be, is that every Oisev Espinoi by Kachim has a Chesaron of Mechusar's man. So HaKorcha, the Torah said that the Chesaron of Mechusar's man doesn't take away the Shem Shchita. Otherwise, you would never be Chai of Oisev Espinoi by Kachim. When it comes to Shchita Shein Ruya, that's because you didn't do the Zrika, since you had the option of doing the Zrika, maybe the Torah only made the Isser when you did do the Zrika and you made it into Shchita Ruya. So it comes out that there's a Machloikis Rashi and Taisus. If when Rava said in the final pshat in Rav Amnuna that there is no malchus by Yosef Espinoi, is it because Hasra Safik Leishma Hasra, or is it because you're not being over on the Isra of Yosef Espinoi at all because it's a Shchita Shein Ruya of Leishma Shchita? There is a big revach according to the Mahalach of Rashi, because the Chasam Sofer asked that in Makis on Daf Tesvavam and Aleph, the Gemara in the Sugya of Lava Nitigla Asei brings down that Rava holds Hasra Safik Shma Hasra. Because in our Gemara, Rava explains Rav Hamuna with the halacha of Asra Safek Loishma Asra. Also it's Shver, because in Pesachim and Tzama Gimel and Beis, Rav Yechon and Rish Lakish argue if Asra Safek is Shma Asra or not, and Rava in Yevamis on Daf Lamed Vav paskins that the halacha is like Rav Yechon, that Asra Safek is Shma Asra. How does that stem with what Rava says in our Sugya, that Asra Safek Loishma Asra? Well, if he Rashi, these kushas aren't Shver, because the correct Girsa in our sugya doesn't say Hasra Safik Leishma Hasra according to Rava. It is kedai to mention that the Lev Aryeh and other Achrayim point out that Rashi explains the rest of the sugya like the Girsa of Hasra Safik, even though he disagrees with this Girsa, because that is the Derech of Rashi to explain how the Gemara fits with other Girsois that he brings, even if he refutes them. Ayin Sham, that the Lev Aryeh explains that the sugya is easily understood also according to the pshat that Rashi does like. The Gemara Vaita, towards the bottom of the Amud, brings a machlokes between Rava and Rabbi Yochanan. If a person shechs an oila, and he does the zrika, and then he shechted chulin, or yuchayev for oisei ves benoi. Rava says you're potter because shita kamai, so lav shita spas achili. And Rabbi Yochanan argues and holds, achila sizeav shma achila, the Pashtus, the Machlokes between these Amorim is totally on whether or not Achilas Mizbeach has a Shem Achila or not. The Hainu, they are both going in the Shita of Reb Shimon that only a Shkita HaRu'uya has a Shem Shkita. And we know that Shkita Ru'uya means that it's Materit Ba'achila. The Machlokes is whether Achilas Mizbeach has a Shem Achila or not. Rava holds Achilas Mizbeach has no Shem Achila, whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds that it does have a Shem Achila. The problem with this pshat is that Rava himself, in Zvachem on Daf Chav Chesom and Beis, makes the drasha of Im Eyachol Yeyachol v'shtei Achilas HaKosim Medaber. So L'chayri he also agrees that Achilas Mizbeach has a Shem Achila. But L'chayri we could be miyash of this kasha with Taisus Divrei HaMaskel Oilo. The feet Taisus over there, it comes out a totally different pshat in the Machlokes and our Gemara. Taisus is masik that Rava is really moide when it comes to other halachos that Achilas Mizbeach can have a Shem Achila, and it is dafka when it comes to the din of Shchita Ru'uya, which the din Heter Achila is learnt out from Tavuach Tavech V'Hakim, and there the Shchita gave a Heter Achila which was Ru'uya L'Adam, so there Achilas Mizbeach doesn't suffice. According to this, the machlokes of Rava and Rabbi Yochanan isn't a broad machlokes if Achilas Mizbeach is Shema Achila or not, but it is a machlokes if legabe shchita ru'uya, we learn out from Tavuach Tava V'Hochen that you need mamish similar to there that it is a heter achila which is ru'uya la'adam, or we just learn from there that you need a heter achila and any shem achila is enough even in achilas mizbeach. But see this chat, it is the yoshev that Rava agrees with the drasha of Heyachel Yachel, and his ma'arba that Achilas Mizbeach has a shem achila ling and sharing yon.
Reb Kveger in our sugya has an interesting suffix. He wants to know, Lefi Reb Shimon, what would be the din if a person shechted a shlamim and wasn't yet zayrik the dam, and then he shechted the ben, which is chulin, on the same day? Will we tell him not to be zayrik the dam so that he won't be over the iser of Eisav Espenai? Dahainu, since it isn't a shchita ru'uya until the zrika is done, Mimela, it isn't considered a shchita to be over on Eisav Espenai, so we would tell him not to be zayrek in order not to trigger the iser. Or maybe we will say that the asei of zrikas adam is doiche, since right now he has on him a mitzvah asei, even though it will cause him l'mafreya to have been over the iser of Eisav Espenai when he shechted the ben. Rabbi Kveger is nishar b'tzarachin in this suffix. The Sefer Bir Adaf says that we see Derech Agav a chiddush from the suffix of Rabbi Kveger. We see that when you do the Sirika, we say that l'mafreya, the Shchita, was a Shchita Ruya and Shma Shchita in order to be over on the Isser of Eisav Esvenai. Lulei Dvarav, we could have said that the Shchita only becomes a Shem Shchita Mikanu Lahabo when you do the Sirika, in which case you wouldn't be over the lav at all, since the shchita didn't have a shem shchita when it was done. From Kiveger we see that we don't say that, and we say that l'mafreya, we say that when you did the shchita, it did have a Torah shchita, and you are over on the iser of Eisav Espenai l'mafreya ayidei the zrikas adam.
The Mishnah Vayta on the Amud Beis brings the machlokes of Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon whether you need a shchita ruya in order to be chayav on Eisav Espenai or not. The Mishnah says, Hasheichei v'nimsa trefa, Hasheichei l'avidu zara, Hasheichei poros chates, v'shar nisko v'egla rufa, Reb Shimon paite v'chachomim v'chayovim. The Tosefta is Moisef on the Mishnah, that Hasheichei l'rufua is chayiv l'kul yama for Eisav Espenai. The Chazon Yecheskel's Mazur, that the reason you're chayiv is that even though your machshava isn't to be matter the basar ba'achila, you just want to use this for refuah, but since al kol panim there is a chalois heter achila, Reb Shimon is moida that it has a shem shchita, and you're chayiv. V'chayiv, there's an akudas achidish in this taisefta, according to taisus that we mentioned earlier. Taisus said that according to Rava, we learn now from Tavuah Tavei V'Hachem, that in order to have a shem shchita, according to Reb Shimon, it has to be mamar similar to the case of Tavuah Tavei V'Hachem. If so, l'chayra, the case of Tavuah Tavei V'Hachem was definitely a shchita that was done with a machshava in order to eat it, not a machshava to use it for a fuah. So l'chayra, you could have said that according to Reb Shimon, it doesn't have a shem shchita when you shech l'refuah. In order to answer, you have to say that l'gabi, this prat, it wasn't mistabit to Reb Shimon to need it to be exactly like Tavuah Tavei V'Hachem. Hakol Panim, the Mishnah brought down five cases for the Machloikis of Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon. Lemaskana, the Gemara says, Paras Chatas and Egla Rufa are taken out of the Mishnah. So we have only three cases. The Chayra needs beer, why the Mishnah needs to bring three cases. The Rosh Yosef and the Chayson Yeshuas are Mazir, that it's a Rabusa in the Rabbanon. Because if it only said Shreifa, I would say that there it has a Shem Shchita, because it's only Asar Ba'achila. But it's still Mutar Ba'ano. That's why it said at the case of Avodah Zarah to teach us that it has a shem shchita even when it's asur ba'ana. And the reason it said also the case of Shaar Niskol was to be meisif that even if mechayim was already asur ba'ana, it still has a shem shchita. There is the idea that Rav Kiva Eiger in Bava Kama on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph has a tzad that a shchita of isur ba'ana should not be chayiv at all in oisay v'esvenai, because since it's asur ba'ana, the simanim should be kimoi nisrafu, like the din of Kisuse Mechashire. Rikuyeger is Lamaisa Masik that it does have a Shem Shchita, but the Mechas Avram in Menachis is Tama on Rikuyeger. How come he didn't bring a Raya from a Klar Mishnah over here? Hakoponim, the Mishnah was Mavur that Lefi Reb Shimon, you are Potter on a Shchita Sheina Ruya, such as Trefa or Avodah Zarah. Then Mukayesev and the Rimu O'Neil speak out that this is Dafka if the first animal Shchita is Eina Ruya. But if the second animal shchita is Eina Ruya, then even like Reb Shimon, you would be chayav for Yisav Espenai. Because the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Kuf Yobeiz Omebeiz, is Mavur, that according to Reb Shimon, you are chayav on Yisav Espenai by Kachim, even though it is always a shchita Sheina Ruya, due to the fact that it's Mechusar Zman. Al Korcha, the Torah, by writing Yisav Espenai by Kachim, was Mechayav on Yisav Espenai, even when the second animal is a shchita Sheina Ruya. Mashenkein, when it comes to the first animal, we have no gilui, and you do need a shchita ru'uya. This is the shita of the Mukayesev and the Rimu O'Neil. But Taisus on the Apeim Ebeis Zivrei HaMasel Shchita, and the Rashba and the Ramban over there, they argue and they hold that the Torah was only mechayiv on a shchita shein ru'uya of the sheini if the ein ru'uya is because of Oisev Espenoi. But if it's ein ru'uya because of a different reason, like treifa, etc., you wouldn't be chayiv. So according to these Rishayim, even if the second behemoth was a treifa, you would be potter, according to Reb Shimon, not like the Mukayesev and the Rimu O'Neil. The Mishnah says weiter, Hashoichei v'nisnavo v'yodai, ur v'anoicher v'ama'aker, potter mishom oisai v'esbenai. The Mishnah is mavur that a shchita, which makes it into a nevela, is v'kuli alma, not a shem shchita, since there is a chesaron in the guf hashchita. The Shaili is why the Mishnah said two tziurim of nevela. Rashi learns that the first case is when it became a nevela shaloi midas, and the second case is where he purposely made it into a nevela. The Elyeh Rabbah has a shver, what the chiddush would be to say two cases, both midas and shaloi midas. Why should that make a difference in the shem shchita if soif it's a nevela? So he wants to argue, and he says that when the Mishnah says in snava v'yadai, it means that a goy shechted it. And even though he shechted it with all the halachas of shchita, but a shchitas nachri has a din nevela. Like it says earlier in the Mishnah on Daf Yogimah Amid Aleph, and mele you're not chayav on oisav esvenai. So the Mishnah used the term of nisnabla because he didn't do a maisa of making it a nevela, but mele shchita of a nachri has a din nevela. The etzem din of the Elyeh Rabbah that a shchitas nachri is not chayav on oisav esvenai is mefurish in the Tosefta. The chiddush of the Elyeh Rabbah is just to say that that's what the Mishnah means when it says v'nisnablo. Lamaisa, this shchita of Elyeh Rabbah has an afkamina ledina, because in the case of Asheichel Avodah Zarah, The Rishonim are bothered by Akasha. How can the Rabbanim be Mechayiv? L'chayru, the person who shechted for Avedah Zarah should have a din, mumr, l'Avedah Skechavim. And a Shechita should be an Avela, just like a Shechitas Nachri. We have in Rishonim three terutz into this Kasha. Taisus on Daf Yudalad Amanal says, l'gabi, a similar Kasha, that because a person does one Shechita l'Avedah Zarah, he doesn't yet get a din of a mumr l'Avedah Zarah, and a Shechita is still Kshera. So that would be Miyashiv, our Mishnah. The Ramban on Daf Yudalad Amanal brings Rishonim Taisus a different teretz, that although maybe one time does make a person into a mumr l'Avedah Zarah, but he only becomes possible after the Shechita. But b'shas the Shechita, he still wasn't a mumr, and the Shechita is kosher. The Ramban wants to suggest another possible mechudush digateretz, that after the Shechita of a mumr is not completely like the Shechita of a goy. And although it is aser v'achila, it could be that the Shechita does help, that it akol panim isn't mitame kinevela. The svar for this would be, is that a mumr is better than a goy, because his kedushin does have a shein kedushin. If it would be true that his shechita would help to be metar midei nevela, then we could say that would be enough to have a shem shechita to be chayim mishum oisav es v'noi according to the Rabbanan. It would be daima to a shechita streifa that has a shem shechita even though it's osur ba'achila, because the maisa has a shem shechita. Haraya, it's metar midei nevela. This teretz of the Ramban is also found in the Berak Habayis Shar Dalet Divrei Hamaskel Be'ezeh. Akoponim, these are the terutzim of the Rishonim, why Hashoichei L'Avedah Zarah shouldn't be considered a nevela. The Elyon Rava wants to matzia different teretz to this kasha, that even a shechita of a goy, which has a din nevela, might still have a shem shechita l'gavi o'isav es b'noi. Because Rashi explains that the difference between a treifa, which has a shem shechita, as opposed to a nevela that doesn't, is that by a treifa, the ma'isa shechita is good, and the psul is mitzad acher. Mashenkin by a nevela, the etzem ma'isa shechita isn't good. If so, l'choira by a shechitas nochri, where the ma'isa shechita is good, with all the hilcha shechita, we should consider it a psul that comes mitzad acher, and it should be doimet a shechitas treifa, which has a shem shechita l'gabi o'isav es v'noi, according to the Rabbanon. But Delia Rabba shlugs this pshat up, because according to his pshat in the Mishnah, which says that nisnabla biyodai, is talking about a shechitas nachri, it's mevur that it has a din shechitas nevela and is not a shechita l'kuli alma. And as we mentioned, even like Rashi, that this isn't pshat in the Mishnah when it says in nisnabla biyodai that the tesefta is mefurish, this halacha that shechitas nachri is like a shechitas nevela. L'chayru, the beer in this is that a shechitas nachri is be'emes, not a ma'isa shechita at all. Even if he keeps all the halachas of shechita, the Torah passed his ma'isa shechita and said that it's not a ma'isa shechita at all. The Mishnah says that if you're noicher u'ma'aker, you're potter mishum o'isav es v'noi. Rav Kiveger has an interesting kasha. He brings from the Shoshanim LeDavid that he's bothered why the Mishnah had to say the words potter mishum o'isav es v'noi. How like the whole parak is talking about Oisav Es V'noi, and we would know that that's what the Mishnah means. L'chayr, the Mishnah could have just said the word Potter. The Yosef Mizeh, in this Mishnah Gufa, when it talked about Shreifa, it said Rav Shimon Poiter, and it didn't say Rav Shimon Poiter Mishum Oisav Es V'noi. The Shoshanim LeDavid answers that the Mishnah is being Meramiz, that you're only Potter Mishum Oisav Es V'noi, but it would still be usher to be Neicher an animal because of two different issues. There's an issue of Tzar Balei Chaim, and there will be an issue about tashlis. The hainu, when you kill an animal, shaloi b'derech shechita, there's extra tzar for the behemoth. And also, you're wasting the animal from being able to be eaten. So in Meila, there will be an issue of tzar b'alei chayim and b'al tashlis. It's interesting that the Shoshanim LeDavid mentions another problem with being neicher, that maybe the behemoth was a gilgal, and if he would have shechted it, he would have been malu the gilgal from a b'al chay to be a medaber, and now that he's being neicher it, it's mu'uvis l'yochol iskain, and the Gilgal won't have its tikkun. The Kveger, however, only brings the first two terutzim of the Shoshanim LeDavid. He doesn't mention this third idea. Now, l'chayru, from the first teretz of the Shoshanim LeDavid, that if a person is neicher, there's a problem of tzar b'alei chayim, we see not like a neid b'Yehuda. The neid b'Yehuda in Madura Tinyana, Yerideh Simyud, Yud, was asked if it's mutter to go hunting, or maybe there's an isser involved of tzar b'alei chayim. And one of the sources he mentions to be matir is that the Isser of Tzar Balei Chaim is only if the animal will remain alive. But if you are killing it, there is no Isser of Tzar Balichayim. In the Chuvas Mishnah Halachas, Chelik Yud Simin Pei Beis, he brings a Sefer Mishkan Moshe, who wants to be Mechiach from the Shoshana Ledavid, not like the Neid Yehuda. Because the Mishnah is talking about when you're being Mechir and killing the animal. And still the Shoshana Ledavid is saying that there's a problem of Tzar Balichayim. Akorchi argues with the Neid Yehuda. Ayin Sham in the Mishnah Halachas, they tries to be Matka the Raya from the Shoshana Ledavid. The Gemara after the Mishnah brings a din of Reish Lakish that if you shechted the Rishon L'Avodah Zorah and the Sheni L'Shulchanoi, you would be chayiv both Malkis for Eisei V'Espinoi and Misa for Avodah Zorah, since there is no Kim Lebe D'Ramine. Rashi in his first pshat says that the case is talking about one person who did both Shechitas, and Bezin would first don him on the Malkis, and then they would give him the Malkis, and then they would don him on the Misa and give him the Misa. The Kashi is why Rashi mentions Bechlal when Bezin is going to be don him. L'chayra, the main point is that you have to give him Malkus before you kill him. Also, L'chayra, you should don first on the Misa, which he was Chayiv first, and then on Malkus, which he was Chayiv second, and then give the Malkus, and then the Misa, because you have no other option. The Birkas Avraham wants to be Mazar Rashi, that if you would be goyimer the din of Misa first, you would have to carry it out right away, even before you gave the Malkus. Because there is a halacha of Inei Adin, which doesn't allow you to push off the Misa of Misha and Eschayev Misa. This halacha is paskened in the Rambam and Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Yibayz Halacha Dalin. The Mela, if we would don him on Misa first, we would have to give him the Misa right away, and we never end up giving him the Malkus. The Mela, we have to don first on the Malkus, and give him the Malkus first, and then we could don him on the Misa and give him the Misa, and this way we'll make sure to give him both Malkus and Misa. If this pshat is right, then in Rashi there would be Mavur HaChiddush. Because the Rambam is mashma, that there's only a chesaron of Inei Adin if you push off the Hariga to the next day. And Be'emes, the Rambam's Makar for the din of Inei Adin is in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph, and there the Gemara is talking about pushing it off to the next day. L'chayra, in Rashi, it would be Mavur that even to push it off later on the same day, it's still Aser. Otherwise, you would have an option to make a Gemara din of Misa, and give the Malkus first, and then carry out the Misa all in the same day. Al Korchach, it will be Mavur and Rashi, that the Isser of Inei Adin is even to wait later on the same day. But the emes is that the Rambam there in Halacha Hei says that if a person is Chayiv Misa, and he is also Chayiv to bring a Chatos, we don't wait to first bring the Chatos and then kill him, because of Inei Adin. Even though L'chayra, it can all be done on the same day. So l'chayra, this Rambam in Halacha Hey is so what he said in Halacha Dalid, that the problem of Inei Adin is only if you're going to wait till the next day. This kasha is mentioned in the Shiurim from Rav David in Eruch and Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. It could be that there's a chiluk between stam waiting, which is only usur if you wait till the next day, as opposed to Bezin actually allowing something to be done to the person who's being chayv misa, or something to be done for the person who's being chayv misa. Efshar for Bezin to do something already, there's a problem in Inei Adin, even if it's on the same day. If this were correct, then there would be no machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi. They would both agree that when it comes to stam waiting, it's only a problem if you wait till the next day. But when it comes to Bezin doing a Maisa, there, it's a problem even on the same day.
The Gemara Vayter brings a machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, whether or not Chayvei Misa Shoygim are Poiter Malkus or not. Rabbi Yechon holds that only if a person is Asur Bei Lemisa, then he's Potter from Malkus. But by a Shoigeg, he's Chayiv in Malkus. And Reish Lakish holds that even by a Shoigeg, since there is Al Koponim Atzad Misa, you are Potter from Malkus. L'chayru, the Shita of Reish Lakish needs beer. If Lemaisa he's not getting the Misa, so there shouldn't be a din of Kim Leber the Rabbi Mine, and why should he be Potter from Malkus? Rashi is L'chayru Magish the Shaila, and he says that the reason for Reish Lakish is because he has a Afusa from Psukim in the Gemara in Ksubis. L'chayru, this Rashi is Shver, because if you look at the Gemara in Ksubis, the Gemara in Ksubis only brings a Pasuk that Chayvei Misa Shoygin are Poiter Mammon. It doesn't seem to bring a Pasuk that Chayvei Misa Shoygin Pater Malkus. The Gemara over there brings a Drasha of Tanit Ve'Chizkiah, who darshens from the Hekesh to Maka Behemi Yishamena, that we are in Mechalik being Shaygig Lemezid, and by both of them, we say that Misa is Poiter Momen. Again, it doesn't seem in the Gemara to have any drasha that Chayvi Misa Shaygigin can also pater Malkus. The Merai Mesada wants to be Miyashiv Rashi with a Cheshvin. He says that the Gemara in Ksubis does bring, according to Reish Lakish, a Yafusa of Rasha Rasha that learns out Malkus from Misa, that just like Chayve Misa Shaygim is able to be Poiter from Amen, also Chayve Malkus Shaygim is Poiter from Amen. Zotin Itziv, once we know that Chayve Malkus Shaygim is Poiter from Amen, we can now know automatically that Chayve Misa Shaygim can Pater also from Malkus, because of the following Cheshvin. The Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph says that the Makar, that you can't get Malkus and Mammon at the same time, is learnt out from the Pasuk of Kidei Rishasai, Mishum Risha Achas Ata Mechaiva, V'yata Mechaiva, Mishum Shtei Rishais. We learn out from this Pasuk that a person can't be Chai of two Rishas. And Toises on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis there in Ksubis says that the Makar, that you don't get Malkus and Misa, is also from the same pasuk that you can't get Shtei Rishas. It's also learned out from this pasuk of Kidei Rishasai. So it comes out, if Reish Lakish has the Afusa, that the din of Ein Loikum Mishalim is even by a Shoigeg, it means that the din of Kidei Rishasai is even by Shoigeg. And Memela, the din of Misa, Patering Malkus, would also be even by Shoigeg, since it's learnt out from Kidei Rishasai, just like Malkus and Mammon is learnt out from Kidei Rishasai. Lefize, when Rashi said that the din that Chayvi Misa Shoigen is Paiter Malkus is learnt out from Psukim in Ksubis, he meant that the Yafusa of Rasha Rasha, which tells us that Ein Loiku Meshalem applies even by Shoigeg, is a Yafusa Mimela that Chayvi Misa Shoigen is Paiter from Malkus, since they are both Talui in Kidei Rishasai. Now all of this is Lefi Reish Lakish, who holds of the Gzeira Shava of Rasha Rasha. But Rabbi Yochanan is mevoring Ksubis on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph that he doesn't hold of the Afusa of Rasha Rasha. So he Mimela will hold that we have no Gilui that Kidei Rishasai applies by Shoigeg. And therefore, both Le'ingin Ein Loiku Meshalim and Le'ingin Misa Patering Malkus, he will hold that it's only b'mezid and not b'shoigeg. So it comes out that the source of our machloikus Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, if Chai v'Misa Shoigen is Poiter Malkus or not, is totally on whether you darshin Rasha Rasha. Reb Chaim in the Stenzach is Masvir that the oimik in the machloikus between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish will be whether Shoigeg has a shame Risha to be considered that we have two Rishas, or is maybe Shoigeg not considered a Risha, and therefore there is no Chesara, no Kidei Rishasai by Shoigeg. Now the Mashal here points out that although in our Gemara it's Mashma that Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish don't just argue whether Chayvi Mises can pater from Malkus, but they also argue whether Chayvi Mises can pater from Mammon, Lamaisa the Maskana of the Gemara in Ksubis is that even Rabbi Yechon is Maskim that Chayvi Mises Shoigin are Poiter from Misa. The Shaila is, what's the pshat? What's the chilek? How come when it comes to Misa and Malkus and Mammon, there Rabbi Yochanan argues with Reish Lakish? But when it comes to Misa and Mammon, Rabbi Yochanan is masking that Chayvi Misa Shoigim does pater from Mammon. Rabbi Chaim is masver that the reason Rabbi Yochanan is masking is because the din that Misa is pater Mammon is chalak b'yisoidai from the din that Misa paters Malkus, and the halacha that Malkus paters Mammon. Rav Chaim explains that those two dinim, that Misa paters Malkus and Malkus paters Mammon, are learnt out midin kidei rishasai, that Bezin can't give two rishas. Mashenkin, the din that Misa is poiter Mammon, that is a separate halacha which is learned from the pasuk of Velo Yieh Asin, and it's brought, this drash is brought in Ksubas and Lamed Vav and Beis, that the Misa is actually able to pater the Chiyiv of Mammon. The Haynu Rav Chaim is saying is that by Misa and Malkus, it's not that the Misa paters the Chiyiv Malkus. And by Malkus and Mammon, it's not that the Malkus paters the Mammon, it's just the halacha that Bezin can't give two Einshim. Mashenkein, by Misa and Mammon, there's a special halacha that the Misa is able to pater the Chiyiv Mammon. Now this special halacha by Misa and Mamon, which doesn't apply by the other combinations, since it isn't learnt out from Kedei Rishasai, Rabbi Yochanan will say that even though the din of Kedei Rishasai doesn't apply by Shogeg, because Shogeg isn't a Risha, but by Misa and Mamon. The new din that Misa is Poiter Mamon, that din we learn out from Tana Dechizkiah, that as long as there is a Tzad Misa on this Maisa, it is Poiter from Mamon, and this even Rabbi Yochanan can be maskim, because his machloikis with Reish Lakish is only in whether Shogeg is considered a Risha, to be considered that there's Shtei Rishas and a Chesaron of Kedei Rishasai. But here we're not trying to learn it out from Kedei Rishasai. Here we're learning it out from the new din that Misa is able to Pater Mamon, and that is said even by a Shogeg. Up until now we discussed the Shita of Rashi as to where the Makar is to be Pater from Malkus by Chayvi Misa Shogeg. Tosis here in Divrei Masel Kivin is also bothered where the Makar is, and he asks that we only find the Makar of Tana Dvechizkiah, that Misa is able to Pater from Mamon. But we don't have a Makar that Misa is Pater from Malkus. The Mashah here is Masbir, that what would be the Svara to Mechalik between Malkus and Mamon? The Mashah explains that maybe by Misa and Mamon, you can't get both because one is in the Guf and one is in his Mamon. So it's mamish two rishas and a chesaron of kedei rishasai. But by misa and malchus, maybe we can say it's one big misa richta, and you can get both misa and malchus because it's considered one risha. But I'll call upon him. It's not clear, but it seems that Tosis Lamaskana comes out that we can learn misa and malchus from misa and mamon. So the Makar, at the end of the day, that Chayve Mises Shogim is able to be paid from Malkus, is learnt out from the Drosha of Tana Dvechizkiah, which says the Chayve Mises Shogim path is from Mammon, and we make a Mametzinu from Mammon to Malkus. Now Tosis needs a beer that if Lamaskana we are going to be making a Mametzinu from Mammon to Malkus, what's with the Svar that the Masha mentioned before, that there's a Svar Lechalik between Mammon and Malkus? So the Masha here explains is that since when it comes to Mezid, there's already a Mefurish Pasuk that tells us that you can't give Misa Malkus, that Pasuk is a Mefurish Gilui that we don't say the Svara of Misa Richta. So once I know Legabi Mezid, I don't say the Svara of Misa Richta. Legabi Shogeg also, I would know that it's not considered a Svara to be Mechalik between Mammon and Malkus. The Gemara Vayter speaks out at Tzrichasa, why Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan needed to argue both by Misa and Malkus and Misa and Mamon whether you're Pater B'Shogeg or not. Now there's a Shinui and Pshat here between how Rashi and Tosfos learned the Sugya. Rashi learns the Srichasa is that if they only argued by Misa and Malkus, I would say there Reish Lakish says you're Pater because we can't be Matal on his Guf too ancient of Misa and Malkus. But by Misa and Mamon, that only one is on his guf, I would say Reish Lakish is maskim that you can get both. That's why they had to say the machlokes by Misa and Mamon also to tell us that even there Reish Lakish is paiter. The Tais HaRosh has a problem with the Svara of Rashi because the Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Lamed Zayin on Beis, it says over there a Svara that's mamish the opposite of what Rashi says. The Gemara says there that Misa and Malkus is more of a reason to be mechayev both, because we can say it's a Misa Richta, as opposed to Misa Mamon, that they are two separate ancient. The Rosh wants to answer Rashi that it could be that the Gemara in Ksubis is talking b'mezid, where you actually are getting the Misa. There it's Shayach the Svara of Misa Richta. Masha'inkin, our Gemara is speaking b'shayeg, and there it's not Shayach the Svara of Misa Richta, and b'melo you could say a Svara in the opposite direction like Rashi says. Tosfos HaKopanim learns the Srichasa completely different. Tosfos learns that the Gemara means to say like this. If Reish Lakish only said his din, that Chayvei Misa Shogeg are able to be Poiter Mamon, I would say there he says it paters the Mamon because there's a drasha of Tana Dechizkiah. But when it comes to Chayvei Misa Shogeg patering from Malkus, we have no Yafusa to tell me that Chayvei Misa Shogeg can pater from Malkus. And I wouldn't be able to learn it out from Mammon, because I would be mechalik like the svara that the Masha mentioned before. Kamashalon says the Gemara that Reish Lakish argues even by Chayvei Misa Shogeg whether it kapata from Malkus, and that we are able to learn out from Tana Dvechizkiah and learn out from Mammon to Malkus, and we don't say the chilik that the Masha mentioned before. It comes out according to the way Tosfos is learning in the Gemara that the kashi that we had
as to where the Makar is, the Chayvi Misa Shoyik and Kampata from Malkus. That was Mamash Kufa, the Tzrichas of the Gemara, and that's Kufa, the reason why Rish Lakish had to argue and say his din, even by Chayvi Misa Shoyik and Tapata from Malkus, and it wasn't enough for him to just say it by Mamun, because I would have said, by Mamun there's Tana De Chizkia, but by Chayvi Misa Shoyik and I wouldn't have known that there's a Makar Bechlal.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.